some uncertainty over the whereabouts of Andy Banks and where he's heading, more to the point. Andy, of course, the man, the brains and the coach behind the likes of Tom Daley and Tonya Couch and Sarah Barrow, off the back of the Commonwealth Games. It's a bit of a shock, Gordon Sparks.
It is, and this would be devastating for the sport nationally if it were to happen, because it has been revealed that Plymouth diving coach Andy Banks, who's nurtured all the talents of the country's top stars, could take a row with the Canadian squad. An offer has been made to him after British Diving admitted they're no longer able to offer him a full-time contract after his current contract expires in March. Tonya Couch is one of the many star divers under Andy and claims silver in the synchronised, of course, in the 10 metres platform with Sarah Barrow at the recent Commonwealth Games. She says if he leaves British Diving, she would be devastated.
You know, it'd be really devastating. I've had him as a coach since I was 10 years old, and I've never really had anyone else. I've had people come in and step in for him and as well as him, but I've never not had him as my coach, so it'd be very upsetting.
Not just you, but I could list a whole host of divers like yourself who have won medals at Commonwealth Games, as we know, Olympic Games, World Championships, World Series, the list goes on.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's not just me. There's so many amazing divers out there. So they're all going to be a bit upset when if he leaves. Hopefully he doesn't.
Why is Andy Banks more successful than other coaches, Tonya?
I'm not too sure. I think, obviously, he's pretty experienced and he's a fun-loving coach, so everybody enjoys diving with him.
You have to be more than a coach. You have to be, in effect, a father figure, a nursemaid at times.
Yeah, definitely. You know, he's definitely there for everyone. He's so used to coaching girls, so he knows when there's times if we want to cry, we can cry.
The Canadian squad have trained regularly at the Life Centre. It's a very close-knit community internationally diving, isn't it?
Yes. It's one big family, really. Everyone gets on with everyone. We've known the Canadians, we've known people from other countries for many years now.
Do you think that you and your fellow divers may make a representation to British Diving and say, this could be the beginning of the end as far as success is concerned for our nation?
Definitely. You know, there's amazing coaches around, like Leeds and Sheffield and stuff, but they're going to stay up there because they have their own divers. So we're kind of a bit stuck on what to do at the moment.
That's Tonya Couch speaking to me this morning. Interesting to get her raw reaction there, Matt, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Find out whether he will go.
You can hear the sadness in her voice because Tonya is one of the most upbeat athletes that you could ever wish to meet. And I think she's still in shock at the possibilities in the way that this story could develop.